Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Thank you so much for waking up with us. It's Tuesday. But epic Monday on steroids today after Labor Day weekend. Hopefully you had a great weekend, familia. You got to look at it this way. Like my boy Brian says, it's not the toughest Tuesday acting like a crazy Monday, but you're looking at a four-day week coming your way. And that's a beautiful thing right there. A little short work week for you kicking off today.
But it is a Tuesday that acts like a real douche.
Big
right?
Time.
It's just for some reason, like I know it's a short week, but it's like this is a Monday and a half. You know what I mean? It's like everything, because then you missed an entire day of work, so you probably got extra emails. There were people sending you things. You only have 4 days to get the things done that you thought that you maybe had five. So it's just one of those days that can sneak up on you if you're not paying attention.
Absolutely. So basically what we're saying is turn around, go back home.
Yeah.
Just give up now.
It's all
vacation.
Good. Good morning to you, Brian.
What up?
Good morning, Chelsea.
Morning.
Good morning, Alex D. Hit us up on social media at 97.1 Amp Radio. Also, good morning, Tamara, on the phone lines, 877-971-HITS. You can call or text us there. Good morning, producer Brad.
Hey.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Yo.
Getting ready for the Amp Mini Mix. We're going to need that in our life today at 7:15. That's coming your way. And you know what? Just because it's one of them days, we're going to kick off by hooking you up with four tickets to go to Not Scary Farm. Yes, Not Scary Farm already kicking off September 20th. That's happening to you in less than 4 minutes, all right? We'll give you those tickets. Brian, action-packed weekend. We're going to get into our weekend recaps. We're going to kick it off with you, bro. You went back home up north. Your girlfriend went with you, bro. Tell us all about it, Doc.
Yeah, it was wild, man. It was. She'd never been to the Northwest before. So we've been together for like almost 2 years, but we just never made it back to Seattle. It's not an easy trip for her. She's from Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's like a 6-hour flight, and it's just never convenient. And then also finding a time we can both go at the same time is fairly rare. So we got up to Seattle. We stayed at a really nice hotel the first night, and she'd never been to the Pike Place Market. She's now like, it was one of those weekends where The weather was perfect. It wasn't too hot. It was like 65, 70 degrees, like high clouds off and on. And the Pike Place Market, if you've never been to Seattle, Pike Place Market is amazing. It's where they throw the fish.
Yeah,
so if you've seen any travel
famous,
show,
bro.
Annoyingly about Seattle, they go throw the fish. But that being said, it's still a fun place to go.
Yeah.
Just because of all, I mean, fresh food, like fruits, breads, flowers. It's and so she has this fantasy now where she's going to live in Seattle and shop at the market every single day.
She wants to live at the Pike Market.
Well, yeah, because if you're not, like, they don't have those in Atlanta. It's 200,000 degrees all year round. So there's no area of the city where there is, like, a farmer's market. And it's in the middle of downtown, and you can see the water. So it's got a very European feel to it. So if you're a Southerner, it's like, oh, my God, what country am I in? And you're like, you're just near Canada.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, I was checking out your stories, bro, and they're straight up lit. You know what it looked like? It looked like an episode of, like, The Bachelor, the hometown one edition.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, your girlfriend visiting the hometown, you're showing around your town, you know, meeting family. At one point, you guys were something like a crazy jacuzzi me.
Yeah, we were at a hot tub
chilling, yeah.
But so, like, on Friday, we went to the Bumbershoot Music Festival for a little bit and went by there just because I want to show her Seattle Center. And Bumbershoot's like a huge, just a 4-day music festival. I think Chainsmokers were playing Friday night, Ludacris. Mm-hmm. That's just Friday night, and there's like three nights of it.
Yeah.
And then we were staying at a cabin on the water in Useless Bay, Washington, which is on Whidbey Island. And it has a hot tub on the deck, and the water's like 8 feet from the deck.
That's beautiful.
Which is unbelievable. Yeah, it was beautiful. And we were just sitting out there popping bottles of champagne, having a good time before the wedding, which was on Sunday. But it's funny because you're like, oh, a hot tub right next to the water. What a waste, you know? But then it's not an ocean you can swim in.
Not at all.
Like 46 degrees all year round. It's an ocean to look at.
So romantic, Brian, bringing it out, man. So bottom line, what you're saying is pretty soon we're going to get the news that you're going to be a dad.
I don't know about that. There was a lot
you guys
of booze.
Have baby fever, bro. We talk about it all the time.
Listen, I don't know what kind of parties you go to, Edgar, but when you have champagne and a hot tub on the water, the part to make children doesn't really happen as often.
You don't make it that far?
Nah, because the hot tub's 100 degrees and, yeah. and you're pounding champagne out of the bottle. Let's just say your priorities aren't on the second half of the back half of that night.
So. Awesome, man. Well, good times, man. I'm glad he had a good time. Coming up next, familia, we got Chelsea's weekend recap. She went home all the way to Detroit to try to catch the birth of her first nephew. Was she able to make it happen? Also, I had a charity soccer event with some soccer legends from Chivas and America at Bank of California Stadium here in South Central LA. Almost had to get carried off the field.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you why. It's not what you think, but it was definitely a shocker coming your way. Also, we got Brian's recap from his wedding speech at his brother's wedding. That's coming in the 9 o'clock hour, but right about now, win these tickets.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial Free Mondays.
We are Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 AMP Radio. Home Commercial Free Mondays, 627. Thank you for waking up with us every hour today to make your Tuesday better. We're hooking up with Knott's Scary Farm tickets, opening up on September 20th. Stay tuned for that. Hopefully you had a great Labor Day weekend. I don't know about you guys, but for me, it went by way too fast.
Mm, so fast.
I know people usually say that, but like I don't usually say that. Like for real this time, I just felt like it flew by. Maybe because it was like action packed. Had a great time. We're going to get to Chelsea's weekend recap. She flew back to Detroit to be able to try to catch her first nephew's birth. That is quite a mission. So we'll get to that. Is she officially an aunt now and was able to hold the baby or not? We'll get to that in a second. I finally got to get reunited with my wife and my daughter, Adela. They went back home for a family reunion in Watsonville, which is right next to Santa Cruz, so like Central Coast area. Absolutely had a blast. Saturday, they had 3 hours of live mariachi music. We're just, I mean, eating tacos forever. They had a taco guy there. Ariela, my daughter, was just dancing nonstop. And obviously, I didn't care the fact that the very next day, I had to play in this, like, legendary soccer game here in L.A. I ate out of control. You put a taco guy there for me?
Right.
Unlimited? The dude was there for 4 hours making tacos.
I saw that because you posted on your Instagram a picture of like 3 or 4 tacos, and I was like, he better be careful. I know he has the game tomorrow.
Well, it's like but when the food's there, you just keep grazing on it.
Absolutely,
you know what I mean?
Because
there's no eating time specifically. It's just like stuff's laying around, so you're like, I'll walk by it. I'll grab another one.
Yeah man. Tacos al pastor, asada, chicken. Mm. It was absolutely amazing. And that was awesome. And then Sunday, we flew back, landed around 1 o'clock here at LAX, and went straight to the stadium where the LAFC soccer team plays right here at South Central. So it was it's a Bank of California stadium, and it was a charity soccer event with soccer legends from Chivas and Club America, right? So two of the biggest soccer teams in Mexico. Ramon Ramirez was there, Pulpo Zuniga, Germán Villa, all these amazing soccer players that I looked up to growing up.
So cool.
We're playing for a great cause for kids here in South Central LA and LA areas. They got to play on the field as well before we did. Absolutely amazing. I'm representing Chivas because that's from my hometown, Guadalajara, Jalisco. And we're losing 3-0, guys. 3-0. Mm-hmm. I go in. I think I did pretty decent, but I only played for about 10 minutes until I had to get carried out.
So what happened?
10 minutes is about the perfect amount of time when you're a grown man who has to play sports in a long time.
Man, they just killed a bunch of tacos the day before, right? Mm-hmm. But you would think, oh, did you pull a hamstring? You know, what happened to you? Long story short, man, I was playing defense, and I cut off a really strong pass that was up in the air. And I mistimed it, and I jumped up in the air and hit me right in the family jewels. I mean, think about professional, old-school legend soccer player passes the ball, hits me right there, bro. I blocked it, I passed it off, and then I couldn't move, guys. I literally felt my family jewels. I don't know if guys have ever had this feeling. Up in my stomach. I think they just dropped this morning again.
Oh my God.
Because I was so much pain,
it's
man.
Like nauseous.
So much
you'll just feel nauseous. You, like,
and dizzy,
you're gonna throw
up. Bro. Maybe the dizziness was from running for 10 minutes. But then it got carried off. We tied the game 3-3, went to penalty kicks, and won in penalty kicks, man. It was absolutely one of the most amazing experiences. Check out pictures up on Instagram at 97.1 AMP Radio. Shout out to Luz Maria, our listener that won tickets with her 5 kids. They were there watching the game and had a blast. So it was a really, really, really fun and awesome Labor Day weekend. Chelsea, you had one mission this weekend.
One mission.
Go back to Detroit to try to catch your brother and his wife's baby being born.
Yeah, and my sister-in-law, she's almost 2 weeks late past her due date. So it was like, oh yeah, when I booked this trip, I'm like, for sure I will get time with my nephew. Hopefully, you know, his birth lands right on this weekend.
Or happens before, so you just want to see him. Exactly. And the birth part is like, okay, just get out of there.
I'm so excited to be an aunt. So, you know, I get there on Thursday night, the weekend rolls on, Sunday comes, still no baby. And so she actually was being induced on Sunday. Oh, so she got induced because, you know, they don't let you go past 2 weeks. So, you know, she goes to the hospital. I'm like, okay, I actually pushed my flight back 5 hours because I was like, you know, I just want to make sure. Like, I'm sure it'll be fine. I just want to make sure. So I actually didn't end up leaving till last night. Pushed it back. Circle around to Monday morning. Still no baby.
Uh-oh.
What?
We wake up. We're like, okay, let's go to the hospital. We hear there's actually some complications going on, you know. And so we get up to the hospital. We spend all day yesterday at the hospital, hanging out with her family. We're all in the waiting room making friends. You know, you slowly see the other families as their babies are born, and you're like, wait a minute, ours isn't born yet.
We went in first. How come theirs is ready?
You guys are trying to bond. Like, did you guys have it? No.
Yeah.
It's like when you order Starbucks, you're like, wait, I ordered my drink first. How did they get it already? They went after me.
Yeah. And every time, like a mom's rolled out in a wheelchair with a holding. Yeah. Baby, you're like, oh, is it her?
No.
So, make a long story short, we stayed at the hospital for 8 hours.
Wow.
She was in labor for 24 hours.
Oh my gosh! Jeez. God bless her.
My
goodness.
Flight left at 8:45 p.m.
last night.
The baby was born at 9:30 p.m. I missed
Chelsea.
It. I didn't even get to see my nephew be born. And it was honestly, it was so upsetting because, you know, you're staying there. It's emotional. Yeah. And I actually got to go into the hospital room and see my brother and sister-in-law as they're kind of, you know, they're what on their, at this point, they're probably on their 20th hour.
Yeah.
And just see them, you know, and they're so excited, but they're exhausted. And it was emotional, you know, because I so wanted to be there for it. And so, but still, you know, I got to spend some amazing quality time with my family and her family as well flew out. So so excited. Theodore Harper Briggs was born last night. Yeah,
and
so
overall,
super excited.
He's healthy. The mom's healthy.
He's
everybody's
healthy.
Good.
Amy's great.
Thank
she was
God.
Such
good.
A trooper. Amy's my sister-in-law. But yeah, but I mean, it's just crazy, you know. You know, bringing a life into this world is such a miracle. But even being there, and I guess I haven't experienced that, being in the hospital with someone that's a family member and seeing what they go through and what their bodies go through. It's just such a respect for women. The woman body. It's just it's incredible. So, but yeah, I'm an aunt. So, but I'm sad, but I'm mixed emotions, you know.
Congrats, Chelsea. It's a beautiful family, man. The family is growing. The Briggs family is growing, baby.
Well, on the bright side, you'll be able to see him when he's like a functional little baby, like Thanksgiving. Or
I know. I was like, this is going to be an ongoing joke now, that the fact that he, like, you know, I think for him, he's probably like, you know what, Andy, you can't come in town just this weekend. You got to come back and
no
actually see me and hang out,
you
know?
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial Free Monday.
641. Thank you for hanging out with us. Check out video and pictures of our huge, amazing Amp End of Summer Bash at Morongo Casino Hotel. Went down just a few hours ago, last night, with Martin Garrix. If you're on your way back from India, God bless you. You know what I'm saying? That's got to be a struggle. Alex D was out there DJing
struggling.
Last night.
Struggling.
You know she's on the struggle bus because, once again, what is she eating for breakfast? Cup of noodles.
Spicy cup of noodles.
You never learn your lesson because you always feel so sick after you eat them.
That's a good plug right there for a cup of noodles. Coming up next in the Chelsea Report, what you working with, girl?
Ariana Grande accidentally pulled a Madonna over the weekend.
Okay.
And, okay, get this. Do Drake and Kim Kardashian have a romantic past?
What? Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. I have some shocking evidence, you guys. So stick around. Coming up at 6:48.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial Free Monday.
Aretha Franklin's funeral happened in Detroit over the holiday weekend, and a lot of weird headlines have come out of it, and most of them involve Ariana Grande, who performed at the funeral. She did a great job performing. That was
Absolutely.
A little snippet right there. But so one of the things people talked about, former President Bill Clinton, who sat on stage behind Ari during her performance, was criticized for his wandering eye, apparently
so
gawking
dumb.
At her and looking her up and down during her performance.
God.
There's been memes that have gone viral because
That's
of it.
That's terrible, but then are you surprised?
Mm.
I mean, it's also just like, there's some photos that came out of the whole thing where you're like, yeah, that's inappropriate. And some, they're just like, you catch someone looking in a still photo a certain direction. Because also, I don't know if you saw the photos of him talking to Reverend Jesse Jackson for like half the performance too. So it's not like he was just staring at Ariana the whole time. But a picture, I mean, he's got a reputation for being kind of a creep. So the picture's like, if I were him, man, you should have left the stage for that performance.
Next time, just wear really dark sunglasses.
Yeah, you're not, you're no win for him.
Well, another video, I'm sure you guys saw it, but the pastor who officiated the service, Bishop Charles H. Ellis III, was accused of groping Ariana while attempting to introduce her. And the video that I'm saying you probably saw, his fingers, he's basically kind of embracing her. He was introducing her and like hugging her.
Like a side hug.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But his fingers are firmly pressed into her chest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so obviously everyone kind of came out and they were like, what's going on? What's he doing? And he actually came out and apologized. So here's a little bit of his apology.
It would never be my intention to touch any woman's breast. I don't know. I guess I put my arm around her. I hugged all the female artists and the male artists, everybody that was up. I shook their hands and hugged them. Maybe I crossed the border or maybe I was too friendly or familiar. I apologize.
Maybe he crossed the border. Yeah, why you got to bring my people into this now? You know what I'm saying?
I feel like that was a reference also because early, he also, when he introduced her, he's like, Ariana Grande, I told my daughter it was like a Taco Bell menu item. From like, did you hear him say that too?
Yeah,
fans were all upset because they
joke.
Felt like it was disrespectful.
I mean, you look at that photo, it's like, dude, you know your hand is too far. I mean, sorry. What do you have, numb fingers or something like that?
Yeah.
You know, you can feel whatever bra or situation he's wearing. Yeah. You can feel that like fabric or underwire or whatever. And his fingers were like dug in there for like a good 35, 40 seconds. Now I can see if it was like, oh, whoops, accident. And you see him like pull his hand back. Like, why do you need to be so up
crazy,
in there?
Because he also knows that so many people are watching. So you think that he would be more careful? I don't know. Also, people are criticizing Ariana for what she wore to the funeral. Even Smokey Robinson made a comment about how what she wore was inappropriate and her dress was a little too short.
Well, you know, she's a young woman. She's a young woman and she's doing her young thing. And I think it was inappropriate.
Yeah.
I do. I think she could have, I love her. I love Ariana. Somebody in her camp should have told her she was at the funeral and not let that happen.
Can't just say, it's just sad that these are the headlines that came out of like honoring the Queen of Soul.
Exactly.
Sure. By the way, it went on for a gazillion years. You know what I'm saying? The whole ceremony situation. But this is sad that this is what's come out of it.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
I do like Pawn. I saw the story trending and I was like, you know what? I could see it if you were like a traditional, you know, person who wanted to see this funeral be a little more formal. I could see how that dress is a little bit on the inappropriate side. I mean, there's different... It didn't jump out at me until I saw it trending on Twitter and I was like, all right, I could see it. I just don't think we should really make that big a deal about it.
Right.
Yeah. Also, happy birthday to Beyonce. She turns 37 today.
Baby.
So that's...
Girls.
That's right. All right, you guys, go ahead and download the radio.com app to catch highlights from our show. And while you're at it, also favorite 97.1 Amp Radio, because then you can get notifications from us, which is pretty cool. So there you have it.
Thank you, Chels.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Good morning. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Hopefully you had a great Labor Day weekend. If you're on the struggle bus, welcome aboard. We're going to get through this together. You got a short work week, though, so feeling good about that. Hooking up right about now with LA Food Fest tickets, all right? We're going to hook you up with two general admission tickets to LA Food Fest. It's going down Saturday, September 8th at the Santa Anita Park. Give us a call. Be caller 9. You win automatically at 877-971-HITS. Good luck with that. And if you're wondering what happened to that naked guy that made traffic in downtown LA just a straight up misery on Friday. Everybody's trying to get out of work early. I almost missed my flight going back up north to visit my wife and my daughter who were there for a family reunion up in Watsonville, California. All because this dude, straight up nude, decided to steal a truck and go on a high speed chase. And it was right along the 10 freeway. He ended up parking the stolen truck and then ran across the freeway naked.
Wow.
Into the hills.
Was he naked the whole time, or did he get naked in the truck, like to throw him for a loop or something?
They'll never catch me now. Huh? Dude.
It's one way to get the helicopters off you. Like the news helicopters. They're like, we can't film this. You guys are trying to hide.
Yeah, if you're wondering if they caught him, they did eventually catch him after he disappeared into a hilly wooden area behind residences. But they did catch him. I just feel bad for those police officers. You know what I'm saying? Here's a naked guy that you got to tackle. Right. And you got to work it out. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
We live in LA, though. I'm sure that's not the weirdest thing they've ever seen, you know?
That's true. But then you got police choppers catching you. You know what I'm saying? Your video could go viral.
I mean, it's going viral. It's an interesting strategy. like I feel like anytime you see an altercation where somebody's naked, whether it's fully naked or partially naked, it always seems wildly uncomfortable for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then they got to take, someone's got to take some weird shirt and like tie it around their waist as they bring them to a cop car. It's just like, it feels gross, but then also like the odds, if it's some crazy person, the odds of their clothes being like, I mean, who knows? Maybe it's a more sanitary situation. They're not wearing clothes.
Maybe, but I just wanted to let you know because it totally almost ruined my day because I almost missed my flight to catch up with my wife and my beautiful daughter again. But they did catch him, so thank you so much to our police officers working hard to catch the nude bandit right there.
Was there any reason like given for why this individual was stealing a truck? Like, it just randomly just wanted to get into a high-speed chase, or was some crime committed before that? Because it just seems kind of random.
It is very random. There is no reasoning in the report I read. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure even if they try to get an explanation out of him, he probably wasn't in his right mind. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, I think the only reason is he lives in L.A. I mean, there's no other place on earth that you see the more high-speed chases with weird results than here in SoCal, bro.
Well, and also,
all the time.
Some places in the country you can't get naked at the end of the chase, because if you're in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and it's 8 degrees below zero, you're probably not stripping down.
Yeah, for sure, man. All right, family, coming up next, we got the Amp Mini Mix with DJ Majestic to get you up and going. That's kicking off at 7:15. Also, we have more tickets for you to go to Not Scary Farm. 4 tickets for you, opening up September 20th. It's going down.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Right about now, get ready, because we have a very special surprise for our little sis, Chelsea.
Whoa. Oh.
Yes, it's going to shock her. It's going to blow her away.
Oh,
ladies
no.
and gentlemen, hopefully it's very entertaining for you as well. So let me give you a little bit of context of where we're coming from for this surprise for Chelsea. By the way, we're live on Instagram right now at 97.1 Amp Radio. So maybe about a week ago, Brian brought up a story of a dude that's gone viral. His name is Paul Flart.
American hero.
Absolutely. Chelsea is doesn't like what he's doing, and actually deep down inside, I think she's just jealous of him.
I mean, really?
He's gone viral, ladies and gentlemen, and has been Instagram famous now for about a week. Paul Flart, why? Because he's a security guard that got caught videotaping himself farting at work.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, my man got fired for this, and he Instagram lived the moment that his boss was firing him. And then you're going to hear the moment where Chelsea goes off on Paul Flart after hearing the audio. Check this out.
So, Paul Flart will continue in the future. Please stay tuned. Thanks, guys.
I'm asking.
Appreciate all of you.
And that was his goodbye right there.
This is what is wrong with the world right now.
Tell him, Chelsea, preach.
The fact that someone getting famous for passing gas.
Yes.
On their Instagram. He has 50,000 followers.
Man, let the
guy
live.
What? He has 50,000 followers. It's not like he's taking followers away from you.
When Paul Flart has more followers than Chelsea Briggs, we're going to have a little party in the studio.
Hey!
Keep talking about that. He's at 50,000. Chelsea, what are you at? Like 88,
90,000? 90-something.
Oh, my God. I don't keep
trying. It's only a matter of time, Chelsea. Paul Flart's coming for you.
Brian called it. Paul Flart is coming for Chelsea, dude. Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no. What's
meteoric
he up to?
Rise to fame.
You know, I'm scared.
Let me tell you something. People get brave when they're typing something, tweeting something, when they're commenting something. When people troll, they get real brave because they're not in front of the person.
Right. Uh-huh.
People get brave behind a mic because this person isn't there, isn't listening.
Do it every day.
Chelsea, guess who's on the line this morning?
Who could it be?
Ladies and gentlemen, straight out of Florida, please welcome Paul Flart, everybody!
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up, Paul?
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
I got a bone to pick with you.
What?
Yeah, apparently. Apparently.
Apparently.
Paul, thank you so much for being with us. We know you've been extremely busy with a lot of interviews now that you're Instagram famous for farting.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's wild. Thank you for having me.
I mean, Paul, to me, is like, he is embodying why the internet is great. Why you can take something,
Brian,
you can own your own brand.
Are you serious?
You can
right
own
now?
Your brand, and you can make a business out of something that was just a silly
Brian,
thing.
Do you hear what you're saying?
Yes, I support Paul Flart's fart endeavors.
Paul.
Get out there, film those videos, make people laugh.
Chelsea, go ahead. Tell Paul what you think of what he's doing and the fact that he's Instagram famous. Go ahead, tell
well,
him
Paul,
he's right
do you,
there.
Do you feel good about yourself that you're now looked at as a role model for these kids? That they can do
I
something?
Feel-
Go ahead.
As an influencer, I feel great. Like, I mean, these people, they love what I'm doing. They want me to continue. And, you know, I think we're going to keep continuing.
What's your future? What's your goal? What do you want to accomplish with your flatulence?
Hopefully not to ish his pants.
Please tell me.
That's number one for sure. But I mean, the goal is to keep making people happy, keep making the content. You know, do more with it to make more people happy. I mean, that's pretty much it.
See, here's why I love it too, right? Because it's kind of exposing the whole, like, people, the traditional Instagram influencer. These people take themselves so serious.
Yeah.
Oh, my brand. Yeah. I'm releasing this. I'm releasing that. Paul Flart came in here and showed us, man, just be funny. Just go, yeah, fart on video. I'm mad I didn't think of it. And I don't have the same kind of gas talents that Paul has.
Paul was in L.A. over Labor Day weekend.
Oh, that's right.
We were out of town and whatnot, but he did do something special for Chelsea. Paul, do you want to go ahead and tell Chelsea? Because producer Brad stayed behind and had access to the studio. Paul, go ahead and deliver
stayed
the
behind,
news.
Pun intended.
Yeah, so, you know, Brad was nice enough to bring me in, show me around, and I got to tell you, he showed me where your chair was.
And, gosh.
We totally ripped one in the chair.
Alex D has my back on this one. I switched the chairs around this morning, just so you know, and I had no idea. So, Brian, I think that you might be sitting in the Paul Flart chair.
Hey, listen, really I'm proud of that. I can get the same
it's
kind of
honor.
The same kind of rise to fame that Paul Flart has. Maybe that's the problem because he's at 91,100. Chelsea's only 1,500 on you right now.
Look, Paul, I mean, respect to you. I just, you know, it's upsetting that, first off, kids these days, they want to grow up to be YouTubers. That's hard. That's the fact. And so I look at you as someone who has become famous for farting, and it's hard that now kids are going to want to just post videos of them farting or burping and think they're going to be famous. So that's my only thing. But, you know, I respect you. No judgments. A little bit of judgment, but not total judgment.
A lot
judgment.
Of judgment.
That's all you're doing. What are you talking about?
Do you know the definition of judgment? That was it right there.
No judgment, but I just really have judged you for this whole segment.
Well, I mean, you know.
Paul, how do you want to respond to Chelsea as we wrap this up, Mama?
I mean, hey, if kids want to try to get famous for farting, that's fine. They just got to realize that, you know, the whole time I was doing this, I was working a job. I was doing, you know, something. I wasn't just sitting around at home and farting. So,
but you got
fired. Let them do
from
it. Yeah, but look at all the new opportunities. It's great. It's fantastic.
So what's your next big thing? What's the new opportunity you're working on right now that you're taking advantage
of? Well, Paul Flart on vacation is coming up. We'll go around to a bunch of,
I got to ask
you
this,
landmarks,
Paul,
and stuff like that.
To wrap this up, my man, because I know people want to know this answer. What's the best go-to food to give you the best sounding flart?
When you need to train, what do you train
so
with?
So we can stay away from that.
As you amplify that. What's your go-to?
Flaxseed is amazing right now. I figured out that works the best. You can add it to your cereals. Your smoothies, whatever you got, and it works.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Flart for president.
Let's
2020.
Do it. Follow Paul Flart. He's only 1,500 away from our goal.
Can we not
follow Paul Flart
from beating Chelsea on Instagram? By the way, just saying this, Chelsea actually follows you on Instagram, Paul Flart. Just wanted to give you that heads up.
Oh, I know. It's amazing.
I'm about to unfollow you now.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Special shout out for you. Woke up with a crazy headache, crazy hungover, and you said to yourself in the mirror this morning, I'm never drinking like that ever again. Till next weekend.
Now it's like, it's not even the Labor Day hangover is not like the Monday morning hangover where you were drinking on Sunday. The Labor Day Tuesday hangover is one where you haven't drank since Sunday and you still feel like garbage. You know what I mean? It's like your body just feels like it has no like moisture in it and no nutrients. Like you just feel tired.
Or maybe you were drinking Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday because that's relatable.
That's the biggest lie, right? I'm never going to drink like that again. That, for me, translates to me saying, oh, my diet starts next Monday for sure. But then it was Labor Day. It was a holiday. I couldn't start it on a holiday. We got Tipsy Talk for you right now where we interview real people, real tipsy, saying ridiculous things. Hopefully you can relate and feel a little bit better for yourself. We got Jordan from LA. She got interviewed by our street teamer, Joe Wow. Now, here's a crazy twist to this. This has happened for the very first time. We've never heard of this before. I believe Joe Wow, the interviewer, is way more lit.
He is.
Then the interviewee, Jordan.
Finally. I've been waiting for this to happen. Because he's out there. He's partying with them.
It's late in the summer. You know what I mean? He's been doing this all summer long. So eventually one night was going to catch him up a little bit.
Yeah. So just listen for his slurs and the way he reacts and stuff. He is so gone. Check it out.
What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Jordan Anita Elizabeth Stevens Mosley. And I am from Los Angeles. I don't even know your name.
Like, your name. No, Jordan.
Jordan.
Like Michael Jordan. Like, you can't mistake it. My mom thought I was going to be a dude first. So, like, she was like, let me name me Jordan. And I was like, what the f***?
You can mistake it when Jordan is followed by 19 other words that all sound like it's the same one single word. It sounds like she said something that had 230 letters in it, and that was one name.
Yeah, I'm assuming one of her parents is Latino, though, because only Latino parents would put that many names in there. And I'm surprised she doesn't have a junior at the end of it, you know, or the third, for sure.
So why are you so drunk tonight? Are you trying to meet a guy out here or what?
I'm really wait a minute. What? Whoa, whoa, whoa. That was like a gargle.
Did you hear how lit Joelle sounds?
Somebody like, was he like getting tickled in the middle of the night? He's like, what?
Listen to this. Listen to it again.
So why are you so drunk tonight? Are you trying to meet a guy out here or what?
Sounds like he's going to start crying or something.
It is so good. That's his drunk voice. He's
trying to meet a guy out here. What?
I'm really not. Like, me, I'm an organic person.
Organic.
If I just so happen to meet you, I flirt with you. Uh-huh. If something pops off, then that's what's going to happen. Uh-huh. If it doesn't, then I'm really okay.
Summer come to an end. What grade would you give your summer love life?
I mean, summer is like a C+ right now because, like, nobody has been substantial. Like, nobody knows how to hold a conversation no more. Nobody knows how to keep my interest. People are so lazy. They don't want to spell you. They just want to put the letter U, and they don't want to put a Y-O-U. Like, what?
I'm glad that doesn't bother her a lot. You know, she's chill about it.
She's one of those people who's drunk who just says big words that don't mean anything, like, but puts them in the sentence in all different places. She called herself an organic person. It's just organic. You're like actually a human. You're not like a robot. You're an organic human.
And I think she meant to say like I haven't met anybody with substance.
Right. Yeah. Substantial. I haven't met anybody substantial yet. She just kind of throws in big words because Joelle's not even like he's not with it enough to even call her on it. He just thinks it makes sense.
Joelle's laughing at parts that you're not even supposed to like.
That's
like,
funny. And he's like interrupting her, which he never. He's usually pretty like articulate. So it's mad. A mess.
It's so funny.
It's Labor Day weekend. If you were a hiring manager, would you hire yourself as an employee?
Absolutely. Like, I do work first. I'm a hard worker, and then I party harder later. So, like, I would definitely hire me first. But during the job, I'm going to ask you when is my shift off so that I can get some drinks.
She said she starts out by doing the work and then gets lit later. Yeah, that's kind of how it's supposed to go. Like, she's like, I've got this thing where what I do is I go to work and then I get drunk. It's like, well, yeah, that's probably a safe way to do this.
Except for Joelle. It's backwards. He got lit first and then he put himself to work interviewing people.
Because that's also equally important is to keep the employees happy. And I'm also going to run me my check. Like, where is my check?
Would you hire your ex?
Absolutely not.
Why wouldn't you hire your ex?
Because my ex, he's a bum. He, like, doesn't know what he wants. So, like,
no. So you wouldn't hire your ex?
No.
You wouldn't even give him, like, a shot?
No.
Last but not least, what's your favorite animal in the whole world?
I love French bulldogs.
What would its mating call sound like?
Oh, crap!
Well, that's not the French bulldog's mating call. Okay, what's your mating call will sound like?
I can't even do it. Like,
do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
Oh my gosh, he's like hitting on her too. He's trying to get it in.
Why did you all purr back, yo?
It's like she sounds. She is drunk, but she sounds more sober.
Yeah. Well, compared to Joelle, right?
Thank you very much.
Oh my gosh, that is amazing.
Joelle right there, way more lit than the interviewee for sure.
We usually follow up with the people he's interviewing. I just want to follow up with him.
Same.
See what he's up to right now.
How did that night end, right? All right, that's Tipsy Talk. Please drink responsibly so you don't end up sounding like Joelle the next day, all right?
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So the new Bachelor was just announced this morning. A lot of controversy around him, especially what he has not done with the ladies. Chelsea, break it down.
Yeah, so the new Bachelor is officially Colton Underwood from last season. And, you know, he was actually just on Bachelor Paradise, and there was all this he was rumored to be dating Tia. They had talked about it, and there was drama with them on the show last season as well, and then they kind of confirmed their relationship. And last night, they actually both confirmed on Instagram that they were breaking up.
Okay.
And then this morning, they announced...
I would hope so, right. If he's going to be announced as the Bachelor.
But that's what I'm saying. I remember seeing that last night, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's whatever. And then this morning they announced on Good Morning America that Colton is in fact the new Bachelor. And there is obviously controversy around it because of what he told Becca last season.
I still am. I am a virgin.
Really?
Yeah.
She said, really? So what's the controversy?
Well, okay, I think that will women want to sign up because of that? Because it is a thing. Like, for me, when I watched that season, I thought he was the best pick. Like, I thought he was hands a stud. Down. He seemed really cool, down to earth. And then I remember he dropped that bomb. Yeah. And I was sort of, from my point of view, if I was her, I would have felt sort of the same way. It's like a pressure of dating a guy
really
who's a virgin. First off, I don't know if I believe it because he was a football player. Listen, professional football player, but still
he can navigate his way around the ladies. Let's just say that he may not have gone fully through with sex,
had sexual intercourse,
but he has been into sexual activity. There's no way he hasn't. He played in the NFL.
So let me ask you this, ladies, because this is interesting that Chelsea was kind of like, I don't know, that's a lot of pressure for me. I don't know if I would date a guy like that. So ladies, would you be down to marry a virgin like Colton? Or is it a turnoff for you? 877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. 877-971-HITS. I got to admit something. I was a virgin till the day I got married. Not by choice.
Right.
But
it was just a thing.
I don't think he's telling the truth.
You know what? It's just something like, but like what Brian was saying, I never went all the way, but I did a bunch of other stuff.
Natural stuff.
I was afraid of having sexual intercourse because I don't want to impregnate nobody. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, that's the safest way for me not to impregnate nobody and get into that kind of drama. You know
what
I'm
saying?
It
wasn't like a religious thing for you too?
It had a lot to do with my faith as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I'm a Christian, so it had a lot to do with that. And you know what? And my wife and I both agreed on when we were dating at the time that we were just going to save ourselves so we get married. Mm-hmm. So we can build and establish our relationship on getting to know each other and being in love with each other. And that's just an added bonus. You know what I'm saying? Getting into it.
I think the difference is here, though, is that it's not, I mean, people, your ability to save yourself for marriage, for someone special, or whatever your choices are your choices.
Absolutely.
I think what's going to be a real problem with this situation is it's not just that you had a problem dating a man or a woman who's a virgin. It's that you're doing it on television now.
Right.
And like this dude, Colton, has set himself up for a lot of pressure, like from people on every side of it with their opinions on whether or not he should engage in sex before marriage or whatnot. But whoever, they're going to cast people who are going to be up for it. Mm-hmm. That's going to be part of the casting, right? Because that's part of his life. But then now you're going to have a situation where he's going to pick somebody and then the pressure is going to be, are you getting engaged? When's that going to happen?
Yeah. The fantasy suite.
Yeah, because that's the whole situation with that show is they put all that pressure on you right at the end to fall in love in 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's a notion that's insane.
And he hasn't come out and said, oh, it's because of religion or I'm just against it. It's more just it hasn't happened and he's been busy and was focused on sports. So, I mean, even at this point, since the show, I'm sure he's gotten a lot of attention. Right. So is he even still a virgin? So are we still using that to promote this season when maybe that's not true? You know, I don't know. It's a very interesting
situation.
They have
to be, because that show is becoming so boring.
So now it's going to be, you know, they're going to plant in there that one girl that her whole mission is going to be taking this dude's V-card.
Oh, for sure.
She's going to be like, oh, I'm going to. And another girl's like, oh my gosh, Colton, I didn't mean to tell you this, but I overheard Becky talking about how she's on the show just to take your V-card.
That's going to be the drama, for sure.
Ratchet chick who's in there just to cause trouble.
Or someone's going to come on and be like, he's not a virgin. I took his virginity summer of 2017, you know. It's going to be good, though. I'm watching for sure.
They got us. Shoot us a call or text 877-971 hits.
Monica from Livermore, that's my favorite text in the morning. When I was young and got married, I didn't have any experience, so why should we expect that a man would? Sure, I would have married a virgin, and if I were a virgin, we'd learn together.
There it is.
If, second husband? Nope. He's got to know what he's doing.
She's already calling it second husband.
First husband? Yeah, we'll learn together. Second husband? Nah.
There are famous virgins, right? Tim Tebow?
Yep.
The Jonas Brothers?
No, the Jonas Brothers wore their virginity ring for like a hot second and then slowly like skirted off stage.
Tebow's done the same thing too. Yeah. He just kind of stopped talking about it. I'm going to go play baseball now.
My man, AC Green of the Lakers.
Okay, Green, I'll buy that one.
All right, let's go to our phone lines. We got Jessica from Northridge. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jessica, would you be down to marry a virgin like Colton, the new Bachelor, or negativo on that?
Negative. No, thank you.
What's your reasoning?
An experience thing, like you've never experienced it, and B, I would say, why haven't you experienced it?
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with you? Is it something, I don't know, I've had this talk with a lot of my friends, actually, and I ask them the same thing, and I think I would definitely think that's a turnoff because I would think that there's something wrong with him because he hasn't ever, you know, lost.
You know, that's so interesting you bring that up, Jessica, because, you know, I saved myself till marriage with my wife. We made that decision. We started dating. But even with girls I dated before that, they would legit be like, what's wrong with you?
Right.
Because I didn't want to take it all the way. And legit, girls cried. Like, why don't you want to, you know, have sex with me? Like, what's wrong with me? And I'm like, no, there's nothing wrong with you.
Yeah.
It's just a choice I've made because of my faith. And, like, honestly, I don't want to impregnate nobody. I know you can use protection. But, like, it's just my choice. Right. But it's so sad that it's like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah. Well, it's because a situation with two virgins is different than one, right?
Yeah.
So, like, if you're two people who have never experienced that, you both want to save yourself from marriage, then that becomes a thing that you want to share together. But if you're someone who has been sexually active and is not a virgin, like dating a virgin, then trying to get married and saving yourself for that wedding night, I've already had sex. I don't think it's magical. It's fun. It can be drunk. It can be weird. But you know what I mean? Like, it's not some magical life-changing experience. You, like, get done with it. You're like, all right, there we go.
Trust me, Brian. Till this day, 7 years later after we got married, I'm still apologizing for our honeymoon night to my wife.
Right? You don't get any superpowers afterwards.
Like, trust me.
You're just an awkward dude.
It was, anyways, but Jessica, thank you so much for calling in. Appreciate you, girl.
Thank you.
And have a great week. Bye. Donna from Orange, good morning.
Good morning.
Donna, it says here you're down for the virgins. Break it down.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's a good guy. He was just shy from all the locker talk when he was in football. And then, you know, now he's like, he's not waiting for marriage. He's just waiting for the right person.
Okay.
And he's shy. You can tell he's awkward.
Okay, hold on, though. You can tell he's awkward, he's shy. I think for a lot of people, it's like, he sounds like a great guy and stuff, but then sex is such a big part of a relationship and, like, keeping each other happy and satisfied in that area. What, I mean, I think it's a nightmare for a lot of women to be like, he's so perfect, but so awful in bed.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, who's going to say he's awful in bed? I'm sure he's practiced on himself.
Oh. Well, but that's different.
Yeah, one-on-one.
Come on now. Yeah.
You can't say a guy is a great boxer just because he's been boxing against a punching bag all his life. You know what I'm saying? Right, like, well, once he gets in a ring, he's going to be winded.
All right, you're right.
You like the idea of teaching him by step? You like that? That's cool for you? You'd have
patience? Well, I mean, it doesn't matter to me. To me, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you can... That's something you can learn together.
Yeah. If that's your perspective, then.
Yeah.
Donna, with all due respect, we have to ask, right?
What?
Are you saving yourself or are you? What's going on with you?
Oh, please. Come on now.
Come on, man. Edgar, she wants to teach. She's got some weird fantasies in there.
I had to ask, with all due respect.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Oh boy. So this holiday weekend was full of white rapper feuds. Mm. It had us really busy in our texting with all of each other,
I'm
you know?
Excited. Finally, white rappers acting like rappers, man. Get in that beat game.
So I don't know if you guys remember this, but I actually interviewed Machine Gun Kelly a couple weeks ago. He hit mainstream with this song, just to reference
what can
it.
Can I say it's complicated?
Right. Nothing's that bad. If it feels good, so you come back.
And he actually stormed out of my interview, saying he was in fact coming for his haters.
I'm coming. And message to my enemies. I'm coming.
There we go. Mic drop.
He was not having it. He was very upset. And we definitely saw that this weekend. So first he went after G-Eazy, claiming that he hooked up with his girl Halsey. It was in a funk flex freestyle on Hot 97. Here's a little snippet of that.
Let's just keep it G. Only Eazy I f*** with is E. Damn. I seen he dyed his hair and got a hanging near him. I f***ed his girl. Now he looked like me. This s*** overbearing.
Wow. Wow.
Yep. He's not mincing words on that one.
Went right to it.
Yep.
And of course, G-Eazy responded by dropping Bad Boy. And here he is doing that.
MGK, please stop trolling me. Get over me. You want to be me. You're mad that you're not as big as me. I'm everywhere. I'm your nightmare. You can't get rid of me. Call an Uber, turn on a radio. Mad to hear me. Him and I's on. Mad you're listening to Halsey sing to me.
Yeah, let's speak some truth, though, because MGK did confess to you, Chelsea, that he was frustrated. He feels he's not getting the respect in the industry that he deserves, not getting on these big shows like the VMAs and perform. So Jeezy calling him out on that.
Absolutely. But then we kind of forgot about this, the whole feud between Jeezy and MGK, because Eminem came in hot with by surprise dropping an album, Kamikaze. And on it, basically, you know, he calls out his critics and this generation of rappers, including MGK, in a song called Not Alike. Here's a little snippet of that.
But next time you don't gotta use Tech N9ne if you wanna come at me with a submachine gun. And I'm talking to you, but you already know who the f you are, Kelly. I don't use sublims, insurance don't sneak this, but keep commenting on my daughter, Haley.
Oof. And that comment on daughter Haley is from like a tweet in 2012, right?
Yeah, so in 2012, MGK tweeted that Haley, Eminem's daughter, is hot. And at that time, she was 16. MGK was 22. And I mean, regardless of the age, Eminem was upset.
It's called him being a dad.
Yeah, right.
You know what
of course.
I'm saying? Like, I'd be pissed too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so then, of course, MGK. Well, first off, he released a video of him like popping champagne, because for him, this is a big deal.
It's an honor.
The fact that Eminem, who he's looked up to forever, he's been very vocal about him. Eminem is a role model to him, you know, rapped about him. And so he released his own track called Rap Devil, basically dissing Eminem, saying he's no longer the best rapper, and accusing him of trying to shelf his career after he sent that tweet out in 2012 about Haley. So here's a snippet of that.
I think my dad's gone crazy. Yeah, Haley, you right. Dad's always mad, cooped up in the studio, yelling at the mic. Let's ask Interscope how you had Paul Rosenberg trying to shelf me. Still can't cover up the facts. Your last 4 hours as bad as your selfie. That's real. They made a movie about you. You and everybody's top 10. You're not getting better with time. It's fine. Eminem put down a pen. He dropped an album called Kamikaze, so that means he killed him. Already f***ed one rapper's girl this week. Don't make me call Kim.
Oof. Wow. And he brought it back to Jeezy at that end there. So
much fire. A couple of the things that he said in that diss track right there. So he called it Rap Devil because he considers Eminem rap god, right?
And Eminem has a song called Rap God.
Yeah. And he says the difference between us is I got all my ish without Dre producing me.
Mm-hmm.
Also, he says, you're my idol now, you're my rival. And then he compared Eminem's flow to Oscar the Grouch flowing.
I mean, that line made me laugh.
Right?
Whatever, Oscar the Grouch, sit on the couch.
I'm going to say, like, MGK put a lot of thought into this diss track.
Well, we were even saying, we think that he maybe had that diss track already prepared before Eminem released his album. Like, I bet you he got word within, like, the rap community, he heard that Eminem was going to diss him, and so he had that one kind of ready to go.
Maybe, but if you, I mean, the thing I appreciated about it the most is it's got some funny lines in it. He also does something that's very disarming, where he repeatedly calls Eminem the greatest. Like, we get it, you're the GOAT, you're the greatest.
Right.
You were the greatest, your stuff used to be great, now it's not aging well, whatever. But, so that's like, he's complimenting him and also calling him old. But I think what I appreciate the most about this diss track is he threw some bombs out there. Yeah. Much like Pusha T did with Drake, where now I want to know about the Paul Rosenberg stuff. Mm-hmm. I want to know about Jimmy Iovine. I want to know about Interscope. Like, I want to know if this dude legitimately has, like, a frustration and a beef, like, authenticated because his career was, like, taken off the tracks by Eminem. Mm-hmm. And if you look at it, like, G-Eazy, star, mega star, stadiums, touring with Migos. Migos is opening for him, right?
Yeah.
Then you got MGK, who's kind of had this gritty fan base. He's had to come up on his own.
And he's got the talent for it, bro. Oh, yeah. MGK is dope.
Sure, and you got these two guys, and if you're MGK, you're always going to be like, yo, did Eminem really do that to him?
Here's my conspiracy theory behind it before we wrap up. I think the white rappers got together and said, yo, we need to help each other out.
Right? Let's be relevant.
Eminem, the godfather, was like, don't worry. I'm going to talk ish about all of y'all, and then we're going to come up together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working. We're talking about it. Everybody's listening to Kamikaze because Eminem, you know, called out Drake for Ghost Riders and all this other stuff. So MGK's got to be so stoked right now.
Oh, yeah. Now people know who he was. That's what he was complaining to me about a couple weeks ago. Now he's a name that people know.
I think it's great, though, that he called out the curmudgeon, right? The hip-hop curmudgeon,
right.
Eminem. Eminem is known for kind of like ending people's careers and diss tracks, but everyone's kind of afraid to go at him, and MGK went with an entire song. You may not think it's that clever, or you may not, but it'll make hip-hop interesting in that world. And now we just need Macklemore to come in here and write a compliment song.
Yeah, and just watch AMAs. They're all three going to perform at the
together.
AMAs. Right. It's what's going to happen. They're going to release some sort of collaboration song. Just watch. There you have it.
They're all in it together. No more diss track. We're going to call it a bliss track, everybody.
There you go.
Thank you, Chelsea, for bringing us up to date on white rapper feuds.
Absolutely. To catch highlights from the Chelsea Report, download the radio.com app. You can catch us there. And also favorite it, because then you can get notifications from us and find out what we got going on.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
If you've ever given a toast or a speech at a wedding, especially of your brother or your sister, there's a lot of pressure on you. You don't want to mess it up. You don't want to go too long. Everybody's like, yo, cut them off. Let's do this. You don't want to reveal information that maybe wasn't appropriate at that moment.
Right.
My boy Brian just went through it this weekend. His little bro got married up in the state of Washington. Brian's beautiful girlfriend flew in from Atlanta. Little family reunion situation going
on. Little family reunion. There's like 200 people. A lot of family.
You gave him advice before we went off into Labor Day weekend on what not to do so he wouldn't fail at this. And we're going to find out with you how his speech went. And I just got to say this. He doesn't look happy.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm still not.
Oh, no, Brian.
What happened, bro?
It's something I did not anticipate this coming. You could ask me a million scenarios, and I would not have anticipated the level of growing frustration.
Yeah.
That leaves me today feeling like the wedding was beautiful, and I'm super proud of my brother Killian and his new wife, Catherine. Love them. Love her being part of the family. My frustration is coming from, like, a lot of people that were there. So let me start it off like this. So there's a lot going on for me emotionally. I've got my girlfriend out. She's meeting all these people. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have family members I haven't seen in a long time. We go to this like VIP reception-y thing, which actually ended up being almost like a reception number one. Like, it's almost like we had two weddings.
Is this the day of the wedding?
It's day before. My aunt wanted to have her own little like welcome reception because I think she wanted to hold the wedding and then my brother didn't want to do it there. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of weirdness there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was still fun, but it's just exhausting. A lot of family, right? So I'm like, you know, my girlfriend is, you know, I'm trying to get her something to eat and do all this stuff. And apparently, like, a couple of Killian's friends thought it was, like, super funny to, like, roast me about the fact that I was married once.
Whoa.
No.
Which I was just pissed off because they don't know anything about how that relationship went. They don't know about, like, what I went through in that relationship.
Right.
They know nothing.
And also, it's your brother's wedding. It's not about you.
Why are you roasting me? Can't we just cheers to them? And I don't have the microphone on the VIP party, so haha. Yeah, cute.
Because they're jealous of you, first of all. That's why they did it. But continue.
It just was kind of a shot out of left field. So I was like annoyed on Saturday night, went home. Then I kind of left early because I was just like just super annoyed with people.
Right.
Went down to, we had a hot tub on the beach, so I'm like, let's just go hang.
Hell yeah.
So then on Sunday.
The day of the wedding.
Day of the wedding, like I just kept getting, people were just like, taking shots at me.
Huh.
Like, in all these weird different ways. And then Catherine's brother is also named Brian, right? So then all of a sudden there became this joke. And I don't know if it's because people wanted, like, oh, if we all roast Brian, like, he's going to say something funny. But I didn't want to be funny.
Yeah.
Right? I want to just tell a nice story about my brother and Catherine and how, like, they stepped in at a point in time in my life where I was very low going through a divorce. And Catherine, basically, my speech was basically that Catherine, I really kind of fell in love with her as a family member when, you know, I was in New York going through a divorce. At the last second, I was super embarrassed, had to stay with them because of the divorce situation we were going through and with my ex and whatnot. And Catherine was super sweet, and she sent me a card like a week later. Wow. In the mail, she sent me a card.
Yeah, who does that?
This angel. I know, right? We're all millennials here. We just text each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, what a special person. And she was like, anytime, I know you're going through a rough time. Anytime you need to stay, you're more than welcome. So that's the speech I wanted to do. Then for some reason, everyone in their speeches kept referencing how there was a new favorite Brian in the family.
What?
Like, on my family. Like, my family was roasting me.
What?
And it was weird. And then every time they would say, like, oh, we got a new favorite Brian now because Catherine's brother's name is Brian, everyone would look at me, right? Everyone. And I just kept feeling like, why, like, everyone wants me to respond to this? I feel like I was in the middle of a rat beef situation.
Yeah.
Because the joke just kept getting hammered over and over again. And then my mom, she hit that joke too. And I could just feel my blood boiling because I'm like, man, was it a lot for me to get into the wedding, but I also paid for the wine and the beer for the wedding as a gift to help out my brother and his wife. So I'm sitting there going like, man, I do a lot for my family. And I'm just getting crushed about being the second favorite Brian, which is like a funny joke once, but I had a moment where I like had to take a walk
because
I was like boiling, and I was like, man, I feel like I'm just getting wildly disrespected, and I don't even want to be part of anyone's speeches, right? So I took a deep breath, narrowly avoiding a catastrophe because I was like, you got
you
the mic
said
now.
So much.
I was so pissed. I was so furious
during your toast
because I just wanted it to be about them. So I told the story about Catherine sending the card to me, and I told them I loved them, and then I also closed the speech by saying I heard all your jokes and I got a list.
So I'll be
getting even with all of you at some point in time.
Nice.
You know what you should have done, bro? Everybody was saying that same joke over and over again about the favorite Brian and bringing up your divorce and whatnot. You should have gone to the bartender since you bought the liquor.
Right.
No longer provide alcohol for these people right here. Exactly. Here's the blacklist.
They're like,
bro,
why is Brian dragging a keg through a field?
I'm leaving. Yo, you know, Ryzo, you should have just left with the alcohol, bro. Yeah. Just you and your girlfriend. Let's go.
I'll get over in a couple days. My brother texted me, and I just felt like I felt yesterday and even a little bit today just a level of frustration with I don't want to be part of. I didn't want to be on stage, man. I just wanted to be a brother giving a toast and not someone that everyone was... And with the same joke. Come on, you hacks.
Yeah, definitely. Something
I think what happens there, man, is because you are known as the funny one in the family. You are a comedian.
And
you're
the successful
you're on
one.
Radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're crushing it. They feel like, oh, let's be funny, quote-unquote funny. Because
right.
But at that moment in time, they don't understand that, like, you just wanted to be you.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
wanted
man.
To be Killian's brother.
And there's
you
so much
emotion.
You
wanted to be just family, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just know, man, we're proud of you.
Thank
we love you, dog.
Yeah,
you know what's crazy? What just happened right now? And we'll wrap up with this. Like, I felt pissed off.
Yeah.
Right now.
Same.
And I love that because, along with our listeners, we're becoming a real family because I'm literally pissed right now that they did that to you, bro.
I will say that my girlfriend and I became
share
a lot.
Share that list with me.
Let's get him.
We
my,
got him.
My girlfriend was like super supportive and she was like, don't worry, a lot of these people are going to apologize to you. Then I guess they don't realize like how rude that is to do over and over and over again in the wedding. But her and I, our relationship got great because she, I just saw how gangster she can be because she was looking for that list of names.
Yeah,
too.
See, you won in the end. There
ride
go.
Or die.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Getting to you this Monday on steroids after Labor Day weekend, which you thank you for hanging out with us. In less than 5 minutes, your chance to win 4 tickets to go to Knott's Scary Farm. It's their opening day, September 20th. Stay tuned for your chance to win that. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. And one of the top three trending things on social media right now. It's pretty crazy, man. It's dividing the nation even more and more. It's people legit burning and destroying their Nike gear, like socks, shoes, etc. And the reason behind why they're doing this is because Nike has just chosen Colin Kaepernick, which is the first NFL player to kneel during the national anthem at football games as a protest against police brutality. And they've just chosen him as one of the faces for their 30th anniversary of their Just Do It slogan. And they launched his picture, and it has a quote below Kaepernick's picture that says, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything."
Mm-hmm.
You know, because hasn't been allowed to go back into the NFL.
Sure.
And well, he believes it's because he made a stance against police brutality.
One is the NFL is trying to get the collusion lawsuit thrown out because Kaepernick believes, suing the NFL, believing that they all colluded to keep him out
right.
of the NFL.
The owners, yeah.
For whatever reason. I think what's interesting about this is that, you know, on both, like trying to play devil's advocate a little bit, people who are like boycotting Nike, that's your right in America.
Absolutely.
Boycott,
yeah.
Ironically, it's you're going to boycott Nike just like, you know, just like Colin Kaepernick's protesting or taking a knee for police brutality. But this whole thing has been so hijacked by politics in terms of disrespecting the flag, disrespecting the troops, that I just think there's so, it's a polarizing thing of anger on one side and the other side trying to take a stand. But what's interesting is Nike didn't not think this was going to happen. You know, like they've done the research and they decided that from a branding standpoint, a marketing standpoint, making Colin Kaepernick one of the faces of this campaign is going to pay off for them.
And really, I think it's just lack of empathy on both ends and people just taking it to two extremes.
Yeah.
Right? On both sides. Let me read you one of the tweets of somebody that's angered that Nike chose Colin Kaepernick for this. It says, first, the NFL forces me to choose between my favorite sport and my country. I chose my country. Then Nike forces me to choose between my favorite shoes and my country. Since when did the American flag and the national anthem become offensive to anyone? And I think that's the miscommunication there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like at no moment in Colin's eyes was he trying to create anything or be offensive to the flag or to our troops. Nothing like that. He's just saying, hey, we need to call attention to the fact that black males are getting killed by police for no reason.
Yeah.
And maybe this is my best way of showing it, right? And then it's been hijacked, like Brian says, by politics. And but then I could understand the other side of saying, hey, you're supposed to stand for the national anthem. Don't use the national anthem as a platform to be able to call attention to this situation.
Well, yeah.
And it's two extremes. You know what I'm saying?
And I think that's just it. As Americans, like, we all have different backgrounds. We've all been through different things. The reason why Colin did this, you know, he has a history of what he's been through and what his ancestors have been through and whatever. And I think that's the thing. It's like, why can't we all just support each other? And why can't it be, you know, for Nike to take a stand? Like, I think it's kind of refreshing to see a brand take some sort of stand, you know?
I'm split on that because just as Trump will essentially monetize the kneeling of the anthem for his benefit.
Right.
I also see Nike monetizing Colin Kaepernick for their benefit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think the problem is that we are all so quick to get into our sides. Like, you know, Nike, I'm going to burn all my Nike socks. Why don't we do a little learning on that? You know, why don't we educate ourselves? I think that in this today, the day of social media, the hashtags run faster than news stories do, you know? So just be careful on any side. Like, I support Colin Kaepernick's right to kneel, any player's right to kneel in that setting. If they got a message, a nonviolent message, and they want to protest any nonviolent way, I support everyone's right to burn their socks and shoes if they want to. Mm-hmm. If they think that's what's going to send a message, learn, though. Make sure that's actually what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, because don't be victimized by the hashtag and let those things start trending before you know exactly why you're angry.
And just want to encourage you that are listening right now, and all of us, right? A reminder, like, you don't have to be so quick to choose a side. You can have empathy for both sides and try to do something to bring our nation closer together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We don't have to be at odds with everything that happens and everything that's tweeted.
So extreme.
We don't have to be, are you on the left or are you on the right? Like, yeah, why can't we just have empathy for both, understand each other, and be like, look, you can have your point of view and I can have mine, but that doesn't mean we gotta hate each other.
Yep.
You feel me? So anyways, that's what's going down with your most trending situation this morning.
The CNN, Twitter, it is just... The news cycle did not take Monday off. I mean, they stacked it for Tuesday. So if you want to be tired, go check out what's trending on Twitter from the top to the bottom. It's just ridiculous.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thank you so much for riding with us this morning, letting us do what we love on the daily. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 AMP Radio. So check it out. We got the dopest moment of the day going for you right now. And it goes out to Donna from Orange, giving you a little bit of context. Earlier this morning, we asked the ladies, would you be down to marry a virgin? Or is that a turnoff? And we asked this because the new bachelor, Colton, is allegedly a virgin. And then people are shocked by it. Chelsea says it would be too much pressure for me. I don't know if I'd be down with that kind of situation. And, you know, Donna came in strong. And she made us believe in the beginning she was team virgin all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then she crazy flipped on us at the end. Listen to this. Donnie, it says here you're down for the virgins. Break it down.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's a good guy. He was just shy. You know, now he's not waiting for marriage. Mm. He's just waiting for the right person.
Okay.
And he's shy. You can tell he's awkward.
You can tell he's awkward. He's shy. He sounds like a great guy and stuff. But then when sex is such a big part of a relationship and like keeping each other happy and satisfied in that area. I mean, I think it's a nightmare for a lot of women to be like, he's so perfect, but so awful in bed.
Who's going to say he's awful in bed? I'm sure he's practiced on himself.
You can't say a guy is a great boxer just because he's been boxing against a punching bag all his life.
All right, you're right.
Donna, with all due respect, are you saving yourself?
Oh, please. Come on now.
Oh, man. She wants to teach. She's got some weird fantasies in there.
Oh, come on, please. So are you serious right now?
She sounded like annoyed at even the thought.
Yeah.
Oh, get out of here. I mean, I'll leave that for someone else.
Yeah, she just wants to be in control of the situation,
right.
I think.
Yeah.
Like you said, she's got some weird fantasies going on that I feel like.
Right. She's like, Colton, did you do your homework? Did you practice on yourself?
I did a video tutorial for you. You can have a test at the end. Pop-up quiz. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh.
No pun intended on the pop-up quiz.
I know.
Chelsea.
She's my favorite.
All right, we're going to stop right about there before anything else is said. coming up next, Yessi Ortiz taking over radio. Please download the app radio.com. It's for free. You can take us anywhere you want
and
to take us. Favorite 97.1 AMP radio. Listen to our podcast there. It's radio.com, all right? And remember, don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy or your V-card.
97.1 AMP radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.